Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
Well, howdy, neighbors. You're just in time for the Robin Hood Saturday night party.
Howdy. We're so glad to be here. Yes, we just had to be here for the fun. We're shouting howdy. Make with a friendly spirit. That's how we like to hear it done.
Believe me, friends, June is busting out all over, and so is the fun here at Pappy Weezer's big old farmhouse. The whole bunch, Gus, Jim and Curly, Gramps, Archibald Simpkins, and of course Pappy Weezer himself, are all ready to do a little celebrating. So come on now and join the gang at the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party.
Start it off by shaking hands, show your neighbor where he stands, by saying howdy, 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 howdy do.
Yes, sir.
Cousin Jack, just a minute here. I think maybe I'd better warn you not to expect too much out of the boys tonight. They really been slaving these last couple of days. Been trying to make up for that day off in the middle of the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why, old Curly over there even broke 2 spade handles yesterday.
You mean from working too hard?
No, from leaning on them.
Oh, well, now, don't you worry about Curly, Pappy. If he wants to do any leaning tonight, that bass fiddle of his can prop him up. And I'll bet Curly and the boys wouldn't mind leaning into a number right now to get this party rolling. How about it, fellas?
I love you true from the start. But you tried to fool my trusting heart. You know that cheating never pays. You better mend your ways, 'cause actions speak louder than words. Make up your mind what to do. You can't have your cake and eat it too. I'll have to watch you like a hawk, unless you prove your talk, 'cause actions speak louder than words. We were to wed one fine day, but the preacher never had his say. I'm through with all your lies. Now I believe my eyes, 'cause actions speak louder than words. 'Cause actions speak louder than words.
Ah, that song does something to me, boys. Puts me in a bright, cheery mood.
Good, but Jack, you're always cheerful. Of course, I've never seen you early in the morning.
Now, that's when most of us do need a lift. And ladies, a wonderful way to make your folks happy is to serve them piping hot biscuits for breakfast. Light, fluffy, golden-crusted biscuits you've made with Robin Hood all-purpose flour. That's one of the best ways I know of for starting the day off right. And you know, when you use Robin Hood, everything you bake has that extra goodness everyone always notices. Robin Hood makes the most delicate textured cakes, the flakiest pie crust, the most delicious cookies.
I know what you mean. They're really different.
Yes, 'cause Robin Hood is different. It's a million-dollar secret blend, guaranteed to give you perfect results or your money back plus 10%. So, ladies, get Robin Hood flour, the priceless ingredient in every recipe.
You know, Cousin Jack, these here new June brides ought to start right out using that Robin Hood flour, too. Then they wouldn't get themselves into no embarrassing situations like the gal that's just moved in down the road from us a piece.
Oh, I agree with you, Curly. But what happened to your new neighbor?
Well, t'other night she had her husband's best friend over for dinner, see? And he was so took with her cooking, he sent her a present next day.
Why, I think that was very thoughtful, Curly.
Yeah, he thought about it all night. When she opened the box, there was 2 chisels and a mallet.
Oh, well, she shouldn't be discouraged, Curly. With Robin Hood flour and a little practice, her cooking will get better every day. You know, it takes work to do anything well. Now, you take Gus over there. He probably has to practice on that guitar all during the week to entertain the folks here every Saturday night. By the way, Gus, just what do you find to be the hardest thing about that guitar?
To pay the installments.
Oh, Cousin Jack, you know,
you know, Cousin Jack, it just doesn't pay to be extravagant. Last week, I got myself in a heap of trouble singing about that bouquet of roses. Gave Clementine some ideas. So tonight, I'm cutting her down. This here is just one rose.
Okay.
You're as sweet as the red rose in June, dear. I love you and adore you, I do. Each night through Loveland we wander, sweetheart, telling love stories anew. Out of a blue sky, a dark cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Don't leave me alone, I love only you. You're the one rose that's left in my heart.
You know, Gus, it just doesn't seem to matter how many roses you sing about. It always comes out mighty pretty. Those are just the kind of songs the folks like to hear, what with summer coming on and all. And say, Archibald, guess summertime means your school must be out, isn't it?
Yes, and none too soon, my friend. The life of a country schoolteacher is not an easy one. I'm not only expected to teach the children, but educate the parents as well.
Now, Arch, aren't you being a little hard on the folks?
No, Cousin Jack, it's all too true. Just yesterday, Willie brought a note from his mother saying every morning when she went out in the yard, she found several of her chickens all cold and stiff, with their feet protruding into the air. And she wanted to know what was wrong.
Well, she did have a problem. So I didn't know you were a poultry expert, Archibald. What did you tell her?
What could I tell her? I just wrote her a note and said, Dear Madam, your chickens are dead.
Now, Archibald, I know I'm not in any position to be giving you advice, but maybe you'd just better stick to teaching the kids. Of course, you do right well with that steel guitar, too. As long as you're up here now, why don't you play something for the folks?
Thank you.
Oh, wasn't that nice? I'll just bet old Archie spent all his holiday last Wednesday working on that tune for this party tonight.
Well, you can be blamed sure I didn't spend no time sitting around picking on no guitar for my holiday.
I thought you'd been quiet about long enough, Gramps, and I can see you're just itching to talk. So go ahead and tell us how you spent your day.
Night and day is more like it, son. I wanted to get an early start for my fishing, so I went out Tuesday night. Took my tent along and put her up right by the lake. Mm-hmm. But that was a mistake, son. Yep, I did wrong there. I forgot to allow for the mosquitoes. Yeah. But you know, Cousin Jack, a whole swarm of them things come along. They was big as horses. Oh. They just settled down all over that there tent.
Gave you a lot of trouble, eh, Grant?
Why, carn darn it, son, when I woke up the next morning, them mosquitoes had stripped all that canvas clean off that tent. And there I was, sleeping under the bare pole.
Well, I reckon as how that must have been the same bunch of mosquitoes that come a-swarming out after me that day.
They did, eh? Yeah. Well, how'd you know they was the same mosquitoes?
Why, found it, Gramps. It was all a-wearing canvas overalls.
Oh, that does it. Jim, you bring Gus and Curly over here and break this up, will you? Singing, boys. But right now, the folks all want to do a little dancing. They all square their sets over there and are ready to go. You fellas got something there they can dance to?
Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the old person flower, Robin Hood flower.
Want to give your folks a treat, bake some bread that can't be beat. Bake some bread with Robin Hood, and you'll be sure it's mighty good. America's fastest growing flower, Robin Hood, all perfect flower, the $1 million secret blend, the flower in which you can depend.
Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
You know, it's a real satisfaction to bake with Robin Hood, because then you can always be sure of wonderful success. Yes, no matter what recipe you're following, whether it's for a rich butter cake, your favorite cream pie, a batch of ginger cookies, or good white bread, just remember Robin Hood's the priceless ingredient in every recipe. It's guaranteed to bring you perfect results or your money back plus 10%.
Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
Always insist on Robin Hood, America's fastest growing flower. Robin Hood, the all-purpose flower with the $1 million secret blend. Yes,
Suffering sir. Snakes, Cousin Jack. Did you get a look at old Pappy out there, a dozy doing all over the place?
Yes, I did, Curly, and I thought, considering everything, that Pappy appeared to be mighty spry.
Oh, sure, I agrees with you. Pappy'd be a pretty good dancer if it just wasn't for two things.
What two things?
His feet.
Now, Curly, you got to be careful of the way you talk about your elders. And anyway, Pappy's the one that invited us all over here tonight. So why don't you sing one of his old favorites, just in case you hurt his feelings, huh? Maybe he'd like to hear On Top of Old Smokey.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with snow, my true lover for courting so slow. For courting's a pleasure and parting is grief, and a false-hearted lover is worse than a
Pappy, come over here a minute, will you? We haven't had one of those fiddle tunes from you yet tonight.
That's right.
Want to do it now, or did that dancing a while ago wear you out too much?
Oh, don't go making fun out of my dancing, Cousin Jack. I'm just as spry as I ever was. If I got my feet I might tangled up a while ago, it's just because I ain't been sleeping so well lately.
Well, have you ever tried counting sheep, Pappy?
Well, yes, no. I did try it, but I made such a goddamn mess of it, you know. I ain't going to try it no more. I counted 10,000 sheep, put them on a train, and shipped them off to market, you know. And when I was through counting all the money I got for them, why, it was time to get up. Yes, sir? But I ain't too tired to play this here fiddle. Maybe the folks would like a little tune like Mary Ann Polka. Now, boys, here we go.
Woo!
Oh, well, now, I'd say there was quite a bit of life left in anybody who can play the fiddle like that. Wouldn't you, Grant?
Why, shucks, son, there ain't nothing to this business or living if you just mind your P's and Q's. Now, just look at me, the picture of health.
How about telling us your secret, Graham? Have you found the fountain of youth or something?
No, it ain't nothing fancy, Bob. I just never smoked or drunk none of them spirits. Never had too much and always get up at 6 in the morning.
Well, maybe that works for you, but my Uncle Emmett did all those things, too, and he only lived to be 75. Explain that.
Well, jumping horses, Buster, he just never kept it up long enough.
Well, maybe we could all do with a little more of your advice, Gramps. But Gus is standing up over there all ready to sing, so guess we'd best let him go ahead. All right, Gus.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart.
Hey, that's great. That sure was. Well, I can tell by the looks on the folks' faces, Gus, that must be one of their favorite songs. Now, how about doing that favorite of mine?
Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
You'll feel like singing about Robin Hood, too, when you bake the new Rita Martin cookie sensation, Captain Kidd's Treasures. Yes, Captain Kidd's Treasures, made with Robin Hood all-purpose flour, are cookies with a new, different, completely delightful quality. We had them at our house last night, and they were simply marvelous. They have the rich flavor of crunchy peanuts, the nourishing goodness of oats and corn, and the wonderful texture, the tempting appearance, the perfectly delicious taste that only Robin Hood flour gives. The children will love Captain Kidd's Treasures. The whole family will go for them. And they're so simple to make with Rita Martin's easy-to-follow directions. You know, Rita Martin, Robin Hood's famous home economist, tests every recipe over and over to ensure you perfect results with it. The recipe for Captain Kidd's Treasures, along with other great recipes, is on the Rita Martin folder inside every bag of Robin Hood flour. So get Robin Hood, the all-purpose flour with the million-dollar secret blend. Well, now before you folks all get up and get the party in again, let's gather in a little closer here and have the boys lead us in a hymn for the evening. Last night, the moon pulled anchor and sailed down the Milky Way. She peeped through a sanatorium window where a lonely shut-in lay. Then the moon seemed to shine much brighter. Each star seemed to nod its head, and the night became more peaceful when they heard what the shut-in said. Dear God, away up in heaven, I earnestly pray to thee. You'll answer my prayer now, won't you? Lay a healing hand on me. Dear Father, the world forgets me. I've been a shut-in so long. I'm needing your love, dear Jesus. Instill in my heart a song. I trust that I'm not asking too much of your heavenly wealth when I so humbly pray you to give me back my health. The moon sailed on her journey while the stars twinkled from above. The shut-in drifted to dreamland. What is greater than God's love? The poem I read while the boys were singing there was sent to us by one of our listeners over in Ellsworth, Wisconsin, Miss Dolores Seath. Now, if any of you folks would like us to read one of your favorites, just send them in to us. We'll be most happy to grant your request. Or perhaps you might like a copy of some of the poems we read. If so, the Robin Hood folks will be glad to see that you receive a copy. Just address your letters to Cousin Jack Houston, in care of the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party here at WCCO.
Excuse me for interrupting, Cousin Jack, but I've been trying to get a chance to talk to Curly all evening. Just got to find out about something. Hey, Curly, when I came by your place on the way over here tonight, that old white mule of yours was just standing there, stubborn-like, in the middle of the road. What'd you do to get him to move?
Well, Jim, right after you passed us, the doc came by, and I asked him if he didn't have something to make that stubborn mule go.
Yeah.
And he opened up his little black bag and gave him about 15 cents worth of some kind of powder that made old Whitey toss his head and switch his tail and start a galloping right on down the road. Fact is, Jim, that blame powder, you know, that mule took off so fast I had to swallow a quarter's worth of that powder myself before I could catch it. Up high in the mountain, in the kingdom of the pine, I lived with the best old pal I know, this old white mule of mine. When they have a dance in the valley, I quit my job at the till. I climb aboard my old white mule and go riding down the hill. His back's gazing and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. Now the other night we quarreled, and I called him a nasty name. So he kicked me down the mountainside, but I loved him just the same. Now the judgment day soon is coming, and the golden stairs are flying, and I know St. Peter will welcome me on this old white mule of mine. His back caved in, and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. His back caved in, and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine.
Nice closing theme, boys, huh?
We'll be back just because we know you.
Well, guess it's about time to hitch up old Whitey and start for home. We've had a real bang-up time here at Pappy Weezer's tonight, and there's another party planned for next Saturday night. Why not come on out and join us? You can bring your lunch along if you want to, because all through the summer months, we'll be out at the Picnic Pavilion at the Excelsior Amusement Park. Our whole gang will be there to welcome you and see that you have an evening filled with fun at the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party. Tonight's show was written and produced for International Milling Company by Bob McKenzie. So long, we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.
But we know you'll be here at home when we come back to you.
Now this is Jack Houston reminding all you careful homemakers, if you want perfect baking results every time, results that are guaranteed, be sure to ask your grocer for
Robin Hood Flour, Robin Hood Flour.